I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. The 27th Amendment to the Constitution says,
"No law varying the compensation for the services of the senators and representatives shall take effect until an election of representatives shall have intervened."
James Madison in 1789 proposed this amendment as one of 12, 10 of which would come to be called the Bill of Rights. But the Congressional Pay Amendment gained only 6 states' ratifications by 1791 and was then largely forgotten. Until 1982, when Gregory Watson wrote a paper for his political science class at the University of Texas, he argued that the amendment was still live and could still be ratified. He was given a C on his paper. Using $6,000 of his own money, Watson began a nationwide campaign to get the amendment ratified. In May 1982, Alabama became the 38th ratifying state, and the 27th Amendment became the law of the land, 202 years after it was first proposed. How the top people in a business organization are compensated is a critical issue, but a related issue is, what happens if a top-level employee dies? That's why every business should consider key man insurance as a means of protecting against the sudden death of a hard-to-replace employee. To learn more, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company commercial insurance professional. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.